Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about field maintenance on your heavy construction equipment. And again, this episode has been sponsored by BNR Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or call us at 817-379-1340. All right, here we go on to the podcast. People belonging to the construction industry are often with the belief that there is nothing certain in their job, and which is why they always need a plan B to manage items or stuff if anything goes wrong. Well, in our lives, as well as we need to have alternatives, just in case things do not work as they have planned to be. Heavy equipment is one of the most important components in the steady completion of projects needs to perform all the time. And a construction company can't afford to keep the machine idle for a single day. The machine can only remain idle when the parts is over, but when you need to work, it needs to go to work. This is why maintenance of a part of the construction equipment is very crucial. One always needs to ensure that the machine is well maintained and does not suffer any flaws. Field maintenance of heavy construction equipment is one such way to avoid untimely breakdowns, and it helps keep the machine in working condition for a long time. So what do we understand by field maintenance? Well, field maintenance means that one of the construction equipment has to be checked on the ground while there is on the job site. Basically, check to make sure there's no leaks. Check to see if there's any oil needs to be changed. Check the filters. Check a little bit of everything. Every day, you need to be proactive on your machines. You need to be proactive. So, responsibility of person concerned is to check if the machine is in good working order. The operator, on the other hand, should mention about any issues that he or she experienced during working on the machine or working as operating the machine. He or she should report the problem to the supervisor or the person in charge of the maintenance work that the problem can be resolved then and there. One has to understand the seriousness of this issue and the monetary loss if it can on their business if the machine is not working for a single day. Therefore, steps have to be taken in advance to avoid situation where the machine gives it up. Again, you know, you got it, you know. Production means everything. So if the machine's down, you're not doing production. Keep a record of maintenance. The mechanic who's responsible to keep the heavy equipment in order should maintain a logbook where he or she will record the dates when the machine was last serviced. In case there was any disruption, that should be mentioned in the book, and nature of the issue should be noted down. As soon as he's, you know, checking the hours and all that to see if there needs to be PM work, they need to keep that log. So in case down the road, when it's 500 hours, they go back and change the oil. This logbook can be used for future reference and proved to be helpful to the person who is working on the issue. Cleaning of the heavy equipment is a must, and that should be there on the records. One needs to understand that the machine has to take a beating of hostile weather, and therefore it becomes a must for the one to clean it quite often. And lastly, lubricate the machine at all times. The construction equipment should be significantly lubricated at all times. Therefore, the necessary lubricants should be available on the field so that if the machine starts developing issues due to the lack of lubrication, it can be sorted out right away. Regular greasing and oiling of the machine is a requirement that every construction machine has catered to its needs. Again, regular greasing and oiling the machine is required that every construction machine has to be greased and oiled, and one has to cater to that need all the time. Again, if you got any questions on anything like that, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.